Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. I, of course, am Chris Ann, and welcome back. Sorry, I have been away for a couple of weeks. I was a little under the weather and I lost my voice for a few weeks. Oh, the horror, I know. And then last week, we had lost power, we had no internet. It was just joyful. So, I am so glad to be back, and we can get right to it. So, this week we have a new deck that we're going to be doing a reading with. We have some crystals we're going to be talking about. We have an angel that's coming in this week to give us some advice. Let's get right to it. The deck that we're using this week is a different deck than other weeks. I am going through all my decks. I have well over, I counted them, over 550 decks. So, yes, I was off by like 100. Talk about being delusional. So, we are going to be doing a different deck every week. This deck for this week is called Sea Melodies by Jessica Lee. It is Enchanting Messages from the Mermaids. This is a teeny tiny deck. It is so cute. It's put out by US Games. There's a whole series of these teeny tiny small rectangular decks. They can actually fit in your back pocket of your pants or pocket of your dress or whatever. They are equivalent to the size of the palm of my hand, and I have small hands. So they're tiny decks, but you know what? Don't let the size fool you from still being able to do an appropriate reading with these cards. And I think I have, I don't know, 8 or 10 or whatever in this series. So this is one that we're going to be using. They have a magnetic closure to the box. All the imagery on these decks is all the same. It's just the words that are different. And there's images on the front and the back of each card. Beautiful deck. If you have small hands, very easy to shuffle with this deck. So let's get right to it. This is Sea Melodies, Enchanting Messages from the Mermaids. So let's pull three cards and see what's in store for us this week. First card I pulled is Flow. Let your worries drift away. Don't get hung up on what's going on. Yes, we are still in a Mercury retrograde. Yes, it's going to be going on for a little bit. Oh, I forgot to say, this is the psychic reading for the week of April 14th through April 21st of 2024. That being said, Mercury will still be in retrograde by the end of this week, and then you still have the shadow to go as well. So, still going to be in retrograde and still going to be in shadow past the end of this month. Even though it's officially out of retrograde, before the end of this month, it will still be in shadow, meaning it still has another week, 2 weeks to go before the effects are fully done. That's what it means to be still in shadow of the retrograde. Still not the best time to start new projects. But that being said, we've got the card of flow. Let your worries drift away. Don't worry about it. Don't get hung up on it. In other words, it's going to be what it's going to be. There's nothing you can do about things. Just let it be. The next card is, this is what the card says, choose wisely. Don't we know that? Be discerning. You don't have to keep everything in your net. If it doesn't look like something you want to keep, chuck it back. You don't have to carry everybody, keep everything, worry about everybody. You don't have to. We're going to let our worries flow away, and we're going to let those that don't need to be in our net stay. So keep in mind, you can still toss them back because there's plenty of other fish out there in that sea. The last card for this week is the card of Breathe. Break from beneath the water surface and soar up beyond the turquoise sea. Keep in mind, this is the deck of messages from the mermaids. I love how the words harken back to that of the mermaids. So the card of Breathe is saying, break away. You can Remove yourself from the situation in order to do what it is that you need to do. Choose wisely while you do it, and don't forget to just go with the flow and let your worries just flow away. Kind of interesting things. So these cards are kind of telling me that we may have a little bit of some worrisome or some troublesome things that are coming up for this week. Hey, not everything is lollipops and rainbows. And sometimes we need those little bumps in the road or ripples in the water so we can appreciate the wonderful things that we do have. Sometimes we need those waves to carry away what is not serving our highest and best good so we can better breathe and allow the space to be for the things that need to come in. That is what these cards are telling me for this week. That being said, hey, it's okay. We've gone through it before. We can get through it again. So when I'm giving you cards that might not always sound like lollipops and rainbows, it doesn't mean you have to worry. It just means, okay, you have a heads up. Things might not go as smoothly, but don't worry. Also, these cards are saying that you can get through it and you will get through it. So don't even worry about it when it comes up. I know it's easier said than done, but don't worry. Let's move on to our four crystals of this week. I do divinely get the messages of the crystals before I do my podcast. So this week, the first one is angelite. Angelite is the stone of angels. It can help us to have that communication and that line of communication with our angels, our guides, etc. Angelite is a lovely blue stone. It's a pretty blue color. It is readily, easily accessible. You can get it in a tumbled stone, a larger stone. It is somewhat inexpensive. You can get a small tumbled piece for a few dollars. And that being said, this is one that you are going to always carry on your left-hand side when you want to bring in that ability to communicate with your angels. It is great for balancing the body, the mind-spirit connection, as well as allowing us to be at calm and peace in order to access a meditative state as well. It is good for having a protection, a shield around us when needed, because we're calling on our angels to come in and offer protection to us. Angelite is also really good for boosting our psychic ability. It is good when you are ready to go on your psychic path, your spiritual path. It is one that's helping you when you are already on your spiritual path. I find angelite to be a very easy, gentle stone to work with. It is not an intimidating stone at all. But when we're talking about carrying things on the right or the left, remember the left-hand side brings the energy in, the right-hand side lets the energy out. So we're going to want to carry or wear angelite on the left-hand side. If you have a pendant, don't worry about it. It's in the middle. It takes care of everything. The next one is moldavite. Moldavite is one that you have to be careful that you're getting from a reputable source. I know when I buy moldavite, I primarily buy from a woman who was from Moldova or Czechoslovakia. And that was primarily my source of where I was getting Moldavite, which was from the source. Moldavite is a green stone in quotes. When an meteor comes and strikes the earth in Moldova and lands, when the very super hot meteor makes contact with the earth, the shards and the pieces that form, not directly from the meteor, but from the heat that the meteor has created. So the pieces that are already here on earth become really hot and they form this green kind of stone looking thing, and it's called moldavite. Moldavite can be expensive. A small piece can be quite a few dollars. You're going to get up to larger pieces, you're looking at lots and lots and lots of money. It is a very high vibrational psychic stone. It helps you on your psychic evolution. It is a psychic enhancer, a psychic booster. It really connects you up through your crown chakra, but connecting your heart chakra with it. So you know what you are getting is coming from the heart as well. It can help you with astral travel, lucid dreaming, deep, deep, deep meditation. It allows you to just go beyond the cosmos sometimes through meditation. It offers protection for her earth healers and for psychics. That's why a lot of psychics really gravitate towards Moldavite. And it helps you if you're going to be doing some Akashic record reading like I do. So for these reasons, Moldavite is a wonderful one to carry on the left-hand side. If you're going to wear a pendant, doesn't matter, it's in the middle. You want to bring all that wonderful energy in. It can be a little intense. There are some people that can't handle the energy of Moldavite. I've seen a lot of people that are newly on their psychic path that can't handle the energy of Moldavite. I love Moldavite. I think it's a fantastic stone, but after a while it can be a bit much. So, I mean, me personally, I do have a whole set of jewelry that I wear and I love it. But there are some days it's better than others for me. I don't always need it. So I advise people buy from a reputable source. The next stone that we're going to talk about is stibnite. This is a black stone that has kind of like it looks like quartz points coming out of it, but it's black. It's all black. It's great for meditation. It helps you to get into that meditative state, which a lot of people have a problem with. Oh, I should say, stibnite is spelled Stibnite. T-E. If you don't have stibnite, because it can be a little bit harder to find, please look it up online. You can connect with the energy of stibnite through a picture that you see online, through a crystal book, through a deck of crystal cards. Just because you don't have the stone, this one's a little bit harder to find, it doesn't mean you can't still access the energy of it. So I encourage you to look it up. Stibnite also can help you to manifest the courage to do what you need to do. A lot of times when we're manifesting, we forget to manifest courage to be able to accept the things that we are trying to manifest and the courage to actually ask for what it is that we need. So stibnite is great for that. It can also help you in stabilizing your economy. So recognizing what is necessary, what is not necessary when it comes to your financial spending, and it boosts your energy field as well. As you can tell, these are fairly high vibrational stones that we're talking about, other than the angelite. The angelite was probably the easiest energetic one to work with of this list so far. And stibnite is one I would definitely carry on the left-hand side, because you want to bring in that stability, you want to bring in that manifesting courage, you want to bring in that protection, all of that wonderful stuff. The last stone of the week is wavelite. I love wavelite. Wavelite. I know I say I love them all, but I kind of do. Although I don't love every crystal. I truly don't. So wavelite helps you to figure out and make what are your important decisions for your life. What is actually going to improve your life? And wavelite can help you with that. Wavelite has some greens and some browns, and it's, I don't know, it's, I don't know, it's very different looking. Look that one up, check it out. It encourages you to discover within yourself. What is unique within you? What is your potential? Wavelite can help you to recognize that. What also helps you to see the bigger picture of where it is that you're going? What is your potential? What is it that you should be manifesting? Let's look at the bigger picture of all of this. Wavelight also allows you to have soul healing when you have been through some extreme situations, maybe of abuse or something traumatic. Wavelight is really good for coming and helping to do healing on that level of the body as well. It is really good to allow your soul to heal on a heart level as well. Wavelight is a wonderful stone. It's a great stone to work with. Not super easy to always find, but definitely it's out there. I mean, if you look, you can find it. Not like the cheapest of the cheap, but certainly not super expensive either. So, do a little research if you're looking for a nice piece of wavelight. So those have been our stones for the week. They are all carry on the left hand side stones. And now we go to our Chris, I mean, no, sorry, Crystal, our angel, Archangel Shamil is who we are talking about this week. Shamael. When we're working with Archangel Shamil, this angel is coming in to talk to us about what are the possibilities for us for our life? What are the new projects? What are the new places that we need to travel? What are the new hobbies that we need to try? This is new opportunities, new beginnings, new things. This is an angel that's coming in to help us, to assist us to do what our calling is. We're talking about the cards this week of working through some stuff. And then we have these crystals that are talking about very higher vibrational manifesting, connecting with our angels, etc. And then we have this angel, Shamil, coming in and saying, yes, we need to make some space. Specifically this week, so that we can work on new projects in preparation of these new projects that are going to be coming in for us. So this is the time of getting rid of those old patterns that aren't working for us, those old behaviors, those old things that we have been stuck on. And this is the time to let it go. The cards have said that, the crystals have said that, and now this angel, Shamil, is coming in to say, this is the time to get rid of the old so we can manifest the new, have the space to do it, the time to do it, and the energy to have the new beginnings. So definitely by the first, second week of May, we're gonna have new beginnings. I know I personally am because I'm doing all of this. I'm manifesting. I got some big things coming up for me. So for me, and I know this reading isn't for me because I don't pull for me. I pull for what everybody needs to hear. But this is ringing true for what I know the time frames are gonna be for everybody based on Mercury retrograde, based on other things that I'm seeing, based on things that I'm seeing for myself, etc. I know that we need to move some of that sludge and crap that's holding us back right now so that we can have space and energy for this wonderful new stuff that's coming in. Oh, I'm super excited. If you're interested in some crystals, some decks, a private reading, whatever, artwork, etc., check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Exact same name as this podcast that you're listening to. Gosh, I want to thank so many of you for tuning in and listening. I looked at the analytics of Who's listening? And it blows my mind. Obviously people from the US, people from Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Elemental Energies with Kirsan. Be free.